This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. That was the coolest song ever when it came out, remember?
Yeah, I do remember. And she had the little tie around her neck.
And everybody started spelling everything with numbers as well.
Oh, yeah.
And writing B-O-I instead of B-O-Y. It's good times. 626 on hit. Riley, this Thursday, I'm pooping my pants a little bit because, I mean, I've never been a stand-up comedian. Yeah. I have done stand-up comedy for fun, and I've always done it because I enjoy watching it and I think it's enjoyable, but I've never, ever been a stand-up comedian.
But I think you're, like, I've watched you stand up late last year, and I think you're really naturally good at it.
Well, thank you.
Like
I
that,
don't.
That toothbrush butt joke.
Hey,
was...
hey, are you actually joking me?
No one's going to be going.
Don't.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I apologize for.
Do you know I almost dumped that?
Really? What the hell?
You can't give away my jokes.
Sorry, I thought the toothbrush.
Dutch! I'm serious. Don't say anything more. This has taken a really ugly turn, and I am so angry right now.
I didn't realize that.
I'm not kidding. I will press the jump button. That's not even funny. You can't just go giving away punchlines of someone's joke. Are you actually kidding me?
Sorry, but as if when someone goes to see
Arch. I'm serious. I'm going to dump you.
When someone goes to see Arch Barker or Carl Barron on a Saturday night at the Aubrey Entertainment Centre, as if
I'm neither of those.
Going to work on Monday morning saying, hey, how funny was the toothbrush?
I'm dumping.
This program has been dumped because someone has said a naughty. Your regular programming will return in just a moment. 3, 2, 1,
launch. I didn't realize you were so precious about your jokes.
You've got a lot of work to do to get back in my good books. Because that's ridiculous. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. Seamus's game coming up after 6:30.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9.
This is Seamus's game. Good luck.
Your chance to win a family pass to see Mr. Maker when he comes to Albury.
Yep. All you've got to do is call 13, 12, 16. A couple of people already getting in early, Seamus.
We have Brayden from Wodonga on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Brayden.
Good morning. How you going?
Yeah, good Brayden. You ready? Have you heard this game before?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, but you're a big fan of Mr. Maker, are you?
My kids are, yeah.
Good.
How
good,
old
good.
Are the little Rugrats?
1, 5, and 7.
They'll love
five
it.
5 and 7.
Yeah,
so,
love it.
Brayden, the way that this works, it's Seamus's game. It's a bunch of questions. They can be a little bit obscure, so just say the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay, so for the first, it's a speed round. 5 questions are a speed round, then we go into the final 4, okay? So the next 5, you need to answer as fast as you can. Here we go.
Right.
All right, Brayden. Cocoa Pops or Fruit Loops?
Cocoa Pops.
Almond milk or soy milk?
Almond milk.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Seamus or Riley?
Seamus.
Correct. The Kardashians or the royal family?
The royal family.
For some reason, I got a crush on the Kardashians today. Okay, that is the speed round. You got a few right, a couple wrong. Doesn't matter. You can earn your points here in the final 4. Are you ready, Brayden?
All right, let's go.
Who is a support comedy act at the Bended Elbow this Thursday?
Oh, no idea.
I'll give you a hint. He's talking to you now.
Simon.
Hey! Use one word to describe both Donald Trump and chicken nuggets.
Yellow.
Yeah, I'll take that. Finish this sentence. Sometimes when no one's watching, I like to...
pick my nose.
Sing the rest of this song. Oh. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Ready?
Go. I believe I can touch the sky.
Take it away.
Think about it every night and day. Take my wing and fly away.
Absolutely awesome, buddy. Great. Congratulations, mate.
Smashed it.
Family pass to go see Mr. Maker when
Beautiful.
He's here in town.
Thank you.
You're
no
welcome.
Worries, mate.
Still not sure about the Seamus or Riley answer, though.
Yeah, you picked Seamus, me.
Yeah. But I'll give credit where credit's due. A lot of people do pick me.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, thanks, mate. Just stay on hold for me and I'll get your details. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. They're on Hit 104.9.
Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9. After the news and what's trending, new segment, Shiver Me Tuesdays. Get ready for your ghost story. Mm. Riley, yesterday evening, so many people came together at Sumption Gardens for the Reclaim the Park Albury Wodonga vigil to remember Eurydice Dixon, the comedian last week who was
attacked.
Violently attacked.
Yeah. So thousands of people did this across Australia as well, Seamus. And it was nice to see here on the border that we all got together as well, because it was a very short notice event as well.
Yeah. And you know what? It happened in Melbourne, which is only a stone's throw away.
Yeah.
But it still rocked every community in Australia, I feel, because, you know, our heart sunk a little bit when we heard such violent news.
Well, she's so young. So we've got Jackie Hawkins on the phone. She's the independent candidate for Benambra, but she was also there last night as well. And you spoke so beautifully last night, Jackie, at Sumption Gardens.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Like, it was just such an important event to be at and a conversation our community needs to have.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm like, when this happened, when this news broke and every news outlet was talking about it, my heart sank. And then when I started watching some of the conversations that were happening on the project, and it started to turn into a little bit of attacking men. And I remember thinking, hey, hang on, don't paint me with that brush, because, you know, that's not right. But last night was really good, because I took away from it. It wasn't a blame game for the genders. It was, hey, let's change our language for when bad things happen and not blame the victim, which was really good.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree. And, like, you know, last night we saw men, women, young and old take a stand against violence against women. And it was about that conversation and the language that we used to talk about safety of women. You know, women should be safe, not that, you know, that they can walk through a park and be safe. Mm-hmm. So it was really important. I think, you know, last night was a testament to how hard this tragedy hit people. But it's a really important conversation that needs to occur about women being able to walk home and be safe and arrive home unharmed.
Yeah, absolutely. Jackie, how does it make you feel? Because you're quite young as well. You're in your 20s and you're out and about on the border a lot. You go to events. How do you feel at night if you were walking home on the border?
Well, a post actually I saw a friend share a few days ago, which detailed everyday things that women do that mostly men don't have to worry about. And some of these I really strongly related to, and that was, you know, when you're walking home or you're jogging, you turn off your headphones to make sure you can hear or make sure that no one is following you. And also the fake calling that I've done before when, you know, you see someone maybe crossing the road and pretending you're talking to a friend or family. And also trying to nail that walk where you're walking that's not too quick that someone can sense your sense of fear.
Yeah.
But you're trying to get away from somebody who may be behind you. And, you know, these don't happen every day, but they do happen and it's real. And these things happen to myself and I do them.
Yeah, they're always in the back of your head.
Mm. I think also with this, and what I really liked about last night and seeing men there, women, children, coming together as a community so we're all aware of some of the horrible things that can happen and that we can come together as a community and try to avoid them by just being aware. I think it's still really important that both women and men still take safety precautions, because I think it's... Even as a man myself, I still take safety precautions if I'm walking home alone. And I think that's still very important. I don't think we should stop doing that. But I think it's really important that we, you know, talk to our peers and that we understand that bad things can happen. So we need to come together as a community and stop them from happening.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm so proud of our community. And to the people who organized last night, hats off to them, because, you know, like I said, conversation to turn around our society's way of thinking, and we're a society where both men and women should be able to feel safe and be able to walk home safe.
Beautiful.
Jackie, thank you so much for chatting to us. You're a legend.
No, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Have you a too. Good day. Yeah, Seamus, like I said, just wanted to wrap up. Yeah. It was so nice to see the community come together last night. And, of course, if you or someone you know are having troubles dealing with anything that's happened in light of recent events, Lifeline's number is 13 11 14.
Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus.
The Borders hits 104.9.
Hit 104.9.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. Hit 104.9. 13, 12, 16. Where, what did the wind move? Riley, over in a city that I have never heard of before in my life.
We didn't know where it was, actually.
Commerce City. Oh, it's in Colorado. A recent windstorm sent parkgoers scrambling for safety while two porta potties went flying like 20 metres high up in the air, did a little 360 and spat. It's porta potty goo everywhere, all over everyone at the park.
Seamus, what the hell? I've never heard it called a porta potty.
You've never heard of porta potty? What do you call them?
Portaloos.
A portaloo is a
porta potty.
A porta potty.
I'm just going to go to the potty. Like, you never say that.
What are you, 10?
Yeah, so we watched this video yesterday and it was actually quite incredible. So parents literally had to hold down their child.
Everyone had to stay still.
Yeah.
And they were holding people down because it was just so blooming windy. Blowing a gale out there.
So blooming windy.
Just going to pop down to the porta potty. It's blowing a gale. 13, 12. 16, what did the wind move? I remember distinctly, Riley, when I was younger. It was very windy at my family home, and I looked over to the neighbours, and they had a little gazebo, portable gazebo, from a party the night before, and it picked up and moved one house down from one yard into the other.
Wow.
And there was a dangerous dog in that neighbour yard, so that stayed there.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I don't have anything for this, actually, because I've never witnessed the wind blow away anything.
One time I was drinking a boost.
You've got a lot of stuff.
I've got another one. I was drinking a boost juice at the beach and I thought, hey, this will be funny. And I dropped it into the wind and it took off so fast. I sprinted after it and my little legs couldn't move any faster. And I was so puffed, but I didn't want to litter. So I finally caught it. But man, it was quick.
Was there any smoothie left?
No. No more boost juice. 13, 12, 16. What did the wind move? Did it move your car? Did it move your children? Did it move your dog?
Your trampoline.
That's a common one.
Well, I'd love to hear
it's
that
It's like
one.
A giant sail.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Ready? Oh, it's windy.
Oh, it's very windy outside, guys.
Ooh, 13, 12, 16. What did the wind move?
Riley Rose and Seamus. Hit 104.9.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. Hit 104.9. 13, 12, 16. What did the wind move?
I feel it.
Wind.
Move. Under my feet.
Good one, Seamus.
After a city in a park in Colorado in the US of A, it was so windy, it picked up a little porta potty, spun it up into the air, and all of the porta potty goo spat on everyone.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Phenomenal.
Wouldn't have liked to be there at all. We do have Chris from Tallangatta on 13, 12, 16. Now, Chris, this happened out in Tallangatta, I believe.
Yes, just up on Hardy's Road there. I'm on a 10-acre property there and put up a little shed for my wife to put her horse saddles in.
Sure.
A little 3-metre by 3-metre. And, I was aware at the time she sent me some photos. The shed was in the neighbour's yard.
Oh, a shed? A whole shed?
Yeah, a little 3-by-3 shed. Yeah, just picked it up and we get some very strong winds here. Obviously, I didn't secure it enough to the ground. So, it took off.
It would have been like The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy looks out her window and there's a house in the tornado.
Yeah, that's pretty much what my wife told me when she rang me.
Oh.
The saddles were okay, sitting exactly where they were. It's just the whole shed just lifted and left.
Thank goodness.
I love
Good
it.
Fun, Chris.
Thanks, mate.
All right. We're talking, what did the wind move?
Yeah, we have Penny on 13, 12, 16. Penny?
Yeah.
Wind. What did the wind move?
We have a trampoline. Well, had, I should say, a trampoline in our backyard.
Yeah.
One of those circular ones with a big net.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those ones. They're much more safe for
They're
kids
safe,
to jump on.
I don't
on.
Like them.
Yeah. But they do actually become quite volatile when the wind gets strong.
Yeah,
you actually pick it up
yeah.
on its side
Ooh.
And rolled it over a 1.5-metre fence into my neighbour's yard.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Awesome.
Because it'd almost be like that netting around it would be like a sail kind of thing.
Yeah, and also the mat on the bottom. Once it got it over...
Oh, forget about it.
Rolled it. Yeah.
Oh,
I love it. Rest of the trampoline, but that's why we had a trampoline.
Oh, your neighbours would have loved that. Good. All right. Diane from Aubrey on 13, 12, 16. Now, Diane, you had something happen to you while you're in Queensland.
We were over on the coast, Merimbula, actually.
Uh-huh.
And my husband was driving his ute and he had a wheelbarrow in the back and he had a tendency not to tie things down in those days.
It was risky.
And I'm looking behind and the next thing, the wheelbarrow just went straight up in the air.
Oh.
Just became airborne. It was incredible, the height that it went, and then just came straight down.
Landed back in his tray.
No. No, not in the tray, just missed the car.
Oh,
lucky.
Because they've been really heavy too.
It was, and of course, also going back, they used to make things much stronger, so it was still usable after its flight.
Oh, it's been on a journey.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, they don't, do they?
No, they don't.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. It's Riley Rose and Seamus, Vance Joy. We're going home. Tyson joins us next. It's Hit 104.9. 8:46. Vance Joy, we're going home. Morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus on the board as number one for hits and old school. Hit 104.9. Tyson joins us.
Hello.
Hello, Tyson. I don't want to sound like up myself or like, oh, guys.
If you ever preface a conversation with that, it means you're up
What
yourself.
Are we following this with?
Well, I did work out at F45 Wodonga yesterday because I'm their new...
The new what?
Ambassador.
Ooh.
Or do you just have a membership there?
Well, both.
Do they officially call you that title, ambassador? Or are you
Are you officially the ambassador?
I don't know what it means.
I'm the ambassador.
They've got other ambassadors though. Like I'm not the only. Like they've there's people.
Yeah.
Lychee Strong, our friend Lavinia. She's got a lot of Instagram followers.
Okay.
Anyway, it's the first time I went there last night, and it was. I don't know, I felt, that's that awkward feeling where you've never been to that gym and you don't know the people. And so, you feel a little bit self-conscious and insecure and stuff. So I'm walking in and the guy there, so lovely, by the way, he comes up to me and he's like, oh, cool, you're here. I got to get a photo of you. And so in my head, I was like, oh, man, they're going to like put
was
it
on John?
Instagram.
Yeah,
it
was the guy John. Who looks like me?
Yeah, he doesn't look like you in real life, by
does.
The way.
Okay,
we're just more muscly. Handsome, right?
and I was like, oh no, I don't have any makeup on in my head. I was like, they're gonna put it on social media and be like, hey, Riley Rose is here, so cool. Anyway,
you didn't want to be up yourself. What's going on?
I can't wait to tell you what Riley said off air.
And I, so I went in front of the sign, the big F45 logo, and I stood with my hands on my hips, did a little cute
did
smile.
Did a power pose.
And I was like, yeah, cool. And I was like, is it a good photo? He said, yep, you look good. I said, no worries. Anyway, I went over to the waiting area.
Yeah.
He was just taking photos of everyone, like for the members, like everyone.
Next
that
person
in.
Comes in, all right, you
yeah,
two.
Can you get on the wall? I need a photo of you for our records. So I was like, oh,
that's
my
your
God.
Name. I was like, what's your name? Sorry.
Yeah, can I get your name?
When did you sign up?
So embarrassed.
That is embarrassing. Anyway,
but no one knew. No
so
one knew.
What about me? Can I get a gym thing or something? Can I be an ambassador?
What gym would you want to be the ambassador?
Maybe
for?
I'll just like do it for like Donut King or something.
Now we're getting something.
I want to be the ambassador. For someone. I'm on the radio too, guys.
Yes. Donut King, hit a sister up.
Yeah, just give me free stuff.
Hit a sister up. He's not a girl.
Sorry.
Jason Derulo, hit girl. Hit 104.9.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.